Well, you just hear those words, labaik. You hear that melodious sound. Even if you don't understand the Arabic language, you know it has to do with Hajj. And it takes you down memory lane instantly. Makes you remember your own experiences as a Haji. If you haven't been for Hajj, it tugs at that cord of emotion that one day, inshallah, Allah will make the journey possible for you. Ameen, ya Rabbul Alameen. We are launching our Hajj broadcast here on Radio Islam International this morning. And first up, we speak to Maulana Ibrahim Daya of the Radio Islam programming team about this year's theme. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, every year during Ramadan and during Hajj and even in between during the course of the year, we try and have theme-focused broadcasts. And the Hajj broadcast for a number of years is very heavily focused around a centralized theme. Take us through the theme for this year.
Yes, after many hours of brainstorming, the theme came up with this year that we'll be looking at sacrifice. They said if the month of Ramadan it taught us patience and perseverance, then the journey of Hajj and these days of the Hijjah is something to teach us sacrifice. We look into the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but we won't just generalize, we won't just keep it to that, but we look at it at a broader scale where how sacrifice is needed in your daily life or in spreading deen, how deen spread through sacrifice, what is sacrifice and why is it required. And also we look, it's not only in Islam, but as well, if you want to progress in this world as well, you need to sacrifice some things in order to get something better.
So which elements of sacrifice will we be discussing during the theme-related discussions, Maulana?
Yes, we'll be looking at different topics, as like life is about sacrifice, the wisdoms and trials of sacrifice. Also, we'll be looking, we know that people say that it's much easier to do Hajj now, but you find that there are some sacrifices that a modern-day Haji has to make. So we'll be looking at that as well, that what are the sacrifices of a modern-day Haji, and also not forgetting that we will be looking into the examples of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices that he made as well, and how we can bring that into our lives today.
Inshallah. Anything else you would like to add on with regards to the theme, Maulana?
I hope it goes off well, and I hope it's learning for all of us, and also the hope that the listeners enjoy it.
Yeah, I suppose it's also important that listeners understand that it's not just that we sit in a number of brainstorming sessions and come up with the theme. That's quite work intensive in itself. The number of deliberations that start almost after Ramadan as to what would be the theme for the Hajj broadcast. But after we conclude on a theme, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, yourself and Maulana Dokrat, doing all the research and preparing all the content for the theme related discussions.
Yes, the easy part is deciding what theme to go with. The hard part comes when you have to look for the content and material, and I really have to acknowledge Maulana Im Dokrat. He's come up with some good articles or some good content and material that will be used by the presenters over the coming days.
Inshallah. Maulana, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Maulana Ibrahim Daya talking to us this morning about the theme for this year's Hajj broadcast. And as you heard, it's about sacrifice. When we come back, we will be crossing over to Malaysia and talking to Radio Islam International's Hafidha Rehana Omar about the feature Hajj from the Far East. Okay, joining us now on the line from Malaysia, we have Radio Islam International's Hafidha Rehana Omar. Hafidha, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to your listeners.
Well, Hafidha, tell us about this feature that you have been working on for our Hajj broadcast, Hajj from the Far East.
As always, it's so exciting, and it's such an amazing opportunity to work with a team like the Radio Islam team. And each year when we get closer to many of our peak sessions of broadcast, like the Ramadan and the Hajj, and right now the Hajj broadcast, I had the opportunity to be working on a project, something very different. We're looking at something like a mini documentary, and it's a feature, an audio feature that will air on Radio Islam. It's about 5 to 6 minutes, and it will air each day, twice a day. It's a 10-part series, so it will play out from the 1st of Dhul-Hijjah, and it's about one part of the world that is home to the world's largest Muslim nation. And that, as you can guess, is Southeast Asia, so we're talking about Far East Asia itself. And we're going to be looking at how the people in this part of the world, they're colorful, they're interesting, they're riveting stories of how they prepare, how they sacrifice for this life-altering journey that marks the peak of their spiritual lives.
If anyone was to ask Hafidha, why specifically the Far East? What makes Hajj from the Far East so interesting to talk about and to listen to?
I think firstly, you know, being stationed here for about 3 years now, you get to see the atmosphere, the feeling, the environment of people as they prepare for the Hajj itself. Again, it's home to the largest population of Muslims. Many people understand the Arab world to have the greatest population of Muslims, but remember that Far East and Southeast Asia has a far greater number of Muslims. Hmm. China itself has 20 million Muslims, Maulana, and Indonesia is only sending 200,000 over 200 million of its citizens. So once again, it's that part of the world where there's so much of riveting trans-regional history, and that's what I'll be talking about in the mini-docu. We'll be talking about the quota system, how they save for the Hajj, how they prepare for the Hajj. We'll be looking at many different angles. What makes it so exciting and interesting and riveting is that it's part of our history as Muslims. Many of us in South Africa come back from an Asian background, of Asian ancestors, but very few of us know of the sacrifices and challenges that they experienced and of how close Chinese and Indian Muslims were in spreading and sharing Islam amongst each other. So we're going to look at the Hajj routes. We're going to understand more about this group of Muslims. I'm sure many of your listeners who've been on the Hajj, when you ask them about Asian Hujjaj, those coming from Far East Asia, they'll tell you about the little ladies in the white burqas and the men in the pants and the long tops or those topis that are very different to ours and how gentle they are in their nature. So we're going to unravel all of this and discover more about the challenges and sacrifices they experience in getting ready for Hajj.
Indeed. Hafidha, jazakumullah for your time, and I'm sure listeners will enjoy the mini documentary.
I hope so, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Radio Islam International's Hafidha Rehana Omar, who is based in Malaysia, talking to us about the 10-part documentary that she's put together, Hajj from the Far East. It's now 26 minutes past 7. When we come back, we will be crossing over to Radio Islam International's reporter in the kingdom, Faisal Patel. Faisal Patel, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, you left here on Friday, and I'm sure you were hoping at the back of your mind that you would land in the kingdom and you would have a bit of a period where you could ease into things and settle. And I'm sure just as you landed, you got the news of the Makkah tragedy that unfortunately took place late Friday afternoon. And as a reporter, you had to get going and you had to hit the floor running.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Malana. It came as an absolute shock to us, especially myself as a reporter. You know, you were trying to then absorb all the information that going through on social media. I managed to grab as much English newspapers as possible just to familiarize myself with the story. And once you hear, you know, a lot of people are speaking as well, so you're getting different perspectives of actually what happened. So immediately I had to then file stories for Radio Islam and many, and some other media houses as well. But again, very, very unfortunate incident that has transpired in Makkah. But also there's some good aspects of that. A lot of people is saying that, you know, they have obviously been granted shaheed in the manner in which they passed away.
Okay, Faisal, you will be Radio Islam International's official reporter in the kingdom for this year's Hajj broadcast. Tell our listeners what they can expect from your side.
Well, because I'm with the media contingency and not going as an ordinary hujjaj, we will then fortunately have access to many, many areas and many aspects of the Hajj that sometimes is not accessible to an ordinary hujjaj. And beginning with that, inshallah, we will then be this afternoon or this morning going to the Kiswa factory. I know people have seen pictures, but those will have a live report or maybe a soundbite from there as well. Also, then I will be, again, crossing with you, Malana, to discuss the morning newspapers and on what's news happening in the kingdom. And in the top of every hour with the news bulletin, sometimes it's going to be live if we have the opportunity to do that. Obviously, I am reporting for a few media houses, including Radio Islam, and we will bring that to you live as well, right from the kingdom and many aspects as well. I'm also trying to bring a different perspective with regards to the Hajj. We normally see you know, the normal standard stories. But I want to create a picture. You know, radio is such about diversity and about being instant. And people have to really listen attentively to understand what's going on. So I want to paint a beautiful picture of the Hutch for Radio East listeners. Give an idea of what it's like to be here. So that will be the news bulletin at the top of every hour, inshallah, as well. Including that, I will also be tweeting some of the pictures so you can get an idea of what the city entails, many, many cities as well. I tweeted pictures this morning. You can go check Radio Islam's Twitter handle out at Radio Islam of the pictures of Masjid al-Rahma, which is the floating Masjid of Jeddah, or the white Masjid of Jeddah, absolutely brilliant, built on the shores of Lake Jeddah, of the Red Sea. So that's some of the things we'll be doing as well. And in the afternoons with Mufti Musaji, inshallah, we will be then discussing the afternoon edition of the newspaper here in the Saudi Kingdom. And over and above that, if anything happens as well with regards to breaking news, we know that our brother Ijaz Khan and the rest of the news team is doing a phenomenal job. Inshallah, we'll be also doing the Hajj desk, which they will cross to me here, and then we can update with some unique stories, not necessarily news data, something different that inspired inspired me and inspired the Hujjaj to come on this beautiful, beautiful journey, a journey of a lifetime, inshallah.
Inshallah. Faisal, Jazakumullah for the update, and I'm sure our listeners will look forward to listening to your regular updates throughout the Hajj broadcast.
I'm looking forward to Mulana, and I would ask the listeners to make dua, inshallah, for the entire Ummah, especially for the 107 people that have passed away. It's very, very sad tragedy. The mood here in Saudi is quite solemn, and while that has not dampened the mood, everybody is now back into the spirit and ready to perform Hajj 4036, 2015, inshallah.
Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right, it's just gone 29 minutes to 8. You are listening to the official launch of Radio Islam International's Hajj broadcast for the year 1436-2015. 25 minutes to 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue with the official launch of our Hajj broadcast for the year 1436-2015. We'll encourage you to follow the tweets on Twitter, as well as we are giving you all the details to the different features of this year's Hajj broadcast. One of the features that really got people talking last year was the cow giveaway competition, a very innovative idea that arose from our deliberations here at Radio Islam International. And I must emphasize, this is a team effort. The team sits in a number of long meetings, and there's a lot of brainstorming and suggestions and robust debate and arguments and counter-arguments as to, you know, every feature and every component of a Hajj broadcast, like we do with the Ramadan broadcast, and like we do with all other broadcasts and all our other programming ideas. And after all the ideas have been finalized, then, you know, each member of the team has their own independent responsibilities, and they follow up on that, and we have regular coming togethers, checking up on the state of the progress, etc. So as I was saying, one of the features that really got our listeners talking last year was the cow giveaway competition, and ultimately it was won by Hafiz Muhammad of Nilestrom, and it was courtesy of Bob's Farm. Now this year we're doing something similar but different. It's called Finders Sheepers, and the man behind the coordination of this particular idea, and also behind the coordination of this whole competition, this Hajj broadcast, is our own Mufti Yusuf Musaji, who joins us on the line. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, while the Nizam was playing in the background, it reminded me that last year I was chatting to you, almost every morning while I was having the opportunity of performing Hajj. And a year has passed us by, and with the Hajj season coming back, it always brings back the emotions like many Hujjaj experience at this time of the year. The emotions and the feeling of Hajj always flashes in one's mind, and one yearns to be in the Haramain.
Indeed, indeed, and the year goes by so quickly. Finders Sheepers, tell us about this, Mufti.
Alhamdulillah, Mua, over the years, Radio Islam listeners have become accustomed to exciting competitions on the radio station, and we could say, Alhamdulillah, praise to Allah, that some of our competitions is what makes us stand out from our peers and competitors. And as you indicated, that we've teamed up again with Bob's Farm for this time around, Finders Sheepers, 5 sheep up for grabs, 5 lucky winners could be the owners of these 5 sheep. And every morning at 7:30, at 10:45, and in the evening at 6:15, we'll be giving clues as to where the sheep are located. So the sheep are located at 5 locations across the country. And after every clue is given, lines will be opened. And if you can guess where the sheep is. At the first clue, you'll win it, or if not, at the second clue, and then at the final clue, which will be the slightly easier one at the end of the day. And we'll be giving the sheep away towards the end of the day, inshallah. So 5 sheep up for grabs. And this is going to be a really, really exciting competition to know where the sheep will be located at strategic positions across South Africa, inshallah. We've prepared a WhatsApp video that will be circulating through the course of the day, inshallah. So if any of the listeners are interested in further details, they can get it from there, inshallah.
Inshallah. It's a very different idea, Mufti, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it will really intrigue the listeners to try and figure out where the sheep is located each day. And the clues will be general in the morning, and as the day moves on, they'll become more specific. And inshallah, like that, we hope that they'll be able to identify where the sheep is.
Indeed. And finally, Mufti, you'll also be overseeing our social media for the Hajj broadcast. Give our listeners an idea as to what they should look out for on social media.
Trends in the media industry are always changing, and we, alhamdulillah, try to adapt to all these changes. So on the one hand, the website, which is an integral part of the radio station, we'll be having a dedicated section for the podcast of the highlights of all our programs, as well as some interesting articles. And we'll be having a bulletin with Hajj news being placed on the website every day. In terms of social media, which is growing day by day across the globe, we're on 5 platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and WhatsApp. And we've integrated all these platforms into our broadcast. So we'll be bringing and circulating some of the on-air content on these platforms. And so on. Also, we have some standalone features on our social media platforms, like on Instagram. We're going to be posting an old picture of the Haramain every day for us. Our 10 pictures of that will go out. Also on YouTube, we're going to have some audio visuals of each day of Hajj. Some interesting features that listeners can look forward to. We also encourage listeners that they should, throughout the broadcast, tweet with the hashtag RIHajj2015.
JazakAllah for the update. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 19 minutes to 8. When we come back, we're speaking to Mona Habib Bobat about the Hajj broadcast feature, Hajj in Their Words. 19 minutes to 8. Mona Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mona?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah. No complaints.
Hajj in Their Words. Tell us about this feature.
Jumana, this year, during the 10 days of our Hajj broadcast, inshallah, each day we will be sending out a short one-line statement that will be made by an influential personality on the aspect of Hajj. And each morning we'll send out a WhatsApp message, and we request all our listeners who are on our WhatsApp database to make it go viral and to spread it as far as possible. So basically, we're going to ask one of the influential personalities to comment on the aspect of Hajj in just one sentence, in one statement. And that statement will then be circulated via the WhatsApp database. It will also be circulated via Facebook and Twitter, inshallah.
Inshallah. And give us an idea of some of the influential personalities who will be sharing that statement.
The first one has already been tweeted and has been posted on WhatsApp, and that is by Sister Rehana Shah Bulbulia. And she says, Hajj, a journey of love, a journey of spiritual ecstasy. So that's by her. And then inshallah tomorrow we'll be posting Murana Suleiman Mullah. On Wednesday will be another personality, and like so till the end of the Hajj broadcast, inshallah.
Inshallah. Well, Habib, Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Coming up next, inshallah, on the official launch of our Hajj broadcast, we speak to Mana Suhaib Lasania. We have a number of reporters in the kingdom. He will be coordinating between the different reporters, and he'll be telling us what we can look forward to on that front. 16 minutes to 8 on this, the official launch broadcast of Radio Islam International's Hajj 1436-2015 broadcast. Joining me in studio now, we have Radio Islam International's own Mr. Logistics, and that is Moana Suhaib Lasania. Moana is a veteran when it comes to the Hajj broadcast. My memory takes me right back to 2008-2009, at the time when Moana just joined the radio station, and some of us had to go over as reporters to the kingdom, and Moana, at that time the team was much smaller. He was the sole coordinator here in South Africa for the entire Hajj broadcast, and he has been for a number of years. And then last year he had an opportunity to go himself and to experience the other part of the Hajj broadcast, and that is being a reporter. So he has all-round experience. Well, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself and to the listeners of Radio Islam also, Mulana.
You've been part of many Hajj broadcasts now in the last few years. What makes you excited about this year's Hajj broadcast?
Gee, Molana, as we know that Hajj is the second biggest project in the event in the calendar of Radio Islam, the first one being Ramadan. After that, the most effort goes in this Hajj broadcast. So without giving away lots of information and keeping our listeners curious and glued to Radio Islam, this Hajj broadcast, Molana, during this special broadcast, we will be taking our listeners down memory lane, and we sure our listeners will rekindle their Hajj memories, what you can expect from our Hajj reporters that are based in Kingdom, and also different ulama that will inshallah we will be interacting with, and they will be sharing their Hajj memories. So what I will be coordinating this time, Molana, will be I'll be inshallah in touch with our official reporters, that is firstly Faisal Patel and also Molana Abdul Rahman Layli, who will keep our listeners updated with the latest happenings in the Kingdom, where we will interview different hujjaj from different backgrounds and with interesting stories on different perspectives and diversity. And then Molana also has sent us few interviews already, few of the recordings, and that took place. Just to mention what our listeners can expect is that Molana sent an interview that took that one of the brothers that missed, or the rather the flight was delayed, and he interviewed that brother. And also as we know that before Hajj the Hujjaj are taken for Ziyarat, so from the plains of Arafat before the days of Hajj, Molana has interviewed few people also. So some of the interviews like this Molana Abdul Rahman Layli will be sending to us. Besides that, also locally, Molana, like inshallah this coming Sunday, Molana Sulman Mullah Sahib Damat Barkatum will also be sharing on our panel discussion with his Hajj memories with our listeners. So these are some of the things that we can expect. And one more thing, the new the thing that we will be doing this Hajj, Molana, will be looking at some of the celebrities that will be performing Hajj. Like last year, we know we had Brother Junaid Jamshed coming and giving his daily report, and also we managed to interview Molana Tariq Jamil Sahib Damat Barakatum from Saudi Arabia. So this year we are in contact with Molana Anas Yunus, famous Nasheed reciter, and we play his nazms also on Radio Islam. And then we also received news that Brother Hashim Amla is gone for Hajj, and also a famous Pakistani cricketer and convert to Islam, Muhammad Yusuf, is gone for Hajj. So inshallah we are in touch with them. We're trying to secure some of the interviews with some of these celebrities, Molana.
Inshallah, Molana, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 13 minutes to 8, we go for a quick break. When we come back, we still have to speak to Ijaz Khan about the Hajj desk, or the Hajj portal, as they are calling it this year, and Umm Abdullah Apa Farzana about some of the features that she is involved in with regards to the Hajj broadcast. 9 minutes to 8, joining me now in the studio, we have a voice that is synonymous with what used to be called previously the Hajj desk, and then we called it the Hajj Information Center, and now this year, I understand, we are going to be calling it the Hajj Portal. Ijaz Khan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
Well, you sound already very excited for the Hajj Portal.
Yes, indeed. I'll be heading up the Hajj Portal together with the news team for Hajj 2015. And if you check the dictionary translation of portal, it means entrance, gateway, or doorway, one that is large and impressive. And yes, indeed, none more large and impressive than the Haram Sharif and crowds during the Hajj. So we'll bring you all the news coming out of Hajj 1436, every pebble of information, keeping you well informed on all things Hajj on the hour and half hour as well. From early morning till late at night, it is going to be exciting, as it always is, Molana.
Indeed. You looking forward to it again this year, Jas?
Always, always. This is really one of the most exciting times of the year on radio for all of us, and I really enjoy being part of it. And looking forward to it, definitely.
Definitely. Well, Jazakumullah to Ijaz Khan, and I'm sure listeners will hear him head up the Hajj portal together with different members of the news team and our reporting team in the Kingdom. Faisal Patel, Muhammad Rahman, Layli, Apa Ammara, all of them in the Kingdom, they'll be giving perspective from there, inshallah. Okay, when we come back, we talk to Radio Islam International's Umm Abdullah, based in Durban, Apa Farzana Adam, and she's also involved in a number of projects that will feature on our Hajj broadcast this year. Apa Farzana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Molana.
Well, firstly, tell us about the father's tribute that you are leading on this Hajj broadcast.
Molana, the father tribute is something that came about because we felt that there were lots of mommy tributes on radio. Because of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing the respect and love for the mother three times and then the father, we tend to promote the mother's rights a lot more than the father, sometimes overlooking what our fathers do for us. So In the theme of sacrifice, we look at Ibrahim alayhi salam's journey as one that epitomizes the spirit of sacrifice, especially as a father, whether it was with Ibrahim alayhi salam, I'm sorry, with Ismail or Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So we've asked our listeners to send us 10 sentences or less about how their fathers have sacrificed for them to become the Muslims they are today.
Subhanallah. And I'm sure this will tie in very well with the whole overall theme of sacrifice, and also the broader theme of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his relationship with his children and his family.
Absolutely. So we're not really looking for a long story about where your dad was born and which country he was born in, etc., etc. But we want something very specific. How did your father sacrifice for you to become the Muslim you are today? Just as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed for this Hajj to take place today that we are currently enjoying.
Mm-hmm. And then tell us about Hajj from Nigeria.
Hajj from Nigeria is interesting because we often look at Hajj from a South African perspective, from all English-speaking countries because of the language that we speak predominantly. But Hajj from Nigeria, Sister Aisha Ahmed, who's a young lady from Nigeria, she's a pharmacist, and her husband are visiting the kingdom. And already from the updates that she sent us, you can see it's different from the South African experience. So really looking forward to Hajj from a Nigerian perspective from fellow African citizens.
And not forgetting Hajj memoirs.
Mulana, Hajj memoirs is very interesting because this travel writing about Hajj, the Rihla or the Safarnama, has been in existence for over 1,000 years. And over the last 3 to 4 years on Radio Islam, we've brought very, very interesting biographies, whether it was Ibn Battuta, whether it was Muhammad Asad, whether it was Ibn Jubayr. The Hajj writing. And this year, we're looking at Hajj from Mumbai to Makkah by a Bulgarian writer, German-Bulgarian writer, Ilya Trojanov. And what's lovely about his Hajj is it may not be very exciting, but it also gives us a little bit of insight into how far Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's call went. Ilya writes he sets out for Hajj from Mumbai, although he's German. I'm hoping to still get him online to tell us how he ended up in Mumbai, but his account will be excerpts from his Safarnama, Mumbai to Makkah, inshallah.
And finally, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, Mulana, all I can say is just listening to all this collective energy of the Radio Islam team, this energy is resounding right through the airwaves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everybody's efforts and inshallah make it the best Hajj broadcast yet.
Ameen. Jazakumullah for your time this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Radio Islam International's Apa Farzana Adam, also known as Umm Abdullah, talking to us about the father's tribute, Hajj from Nigeria and Hajj memoirs. That brings to an end our official launch of this year's Hajj broadcast. I know it's a lot to digest, many different features. You can go on to Twitter and follow the tweets so that you get a fuller, a better understanding of what the different features are about. And we will put up a summary, inshallah, on our website a little later during the course of the day. And that will give you an idea as to what you can look forward to and look out for this year on Radio Islam International's Hajj broadcast.
Well, I just rushed in to tell you that at this moment on Twitter in South Africa, RI Hajj 2015 is trending at number one.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Well done to the entire team. What a good note on which to end this official Hajj broadcast.
لبيك إن الحمد لك أهنا أنا إرمته بالحب قد وجدته أحلى كلام قلته لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك من نورها جفنك اكتحل والسير طاب واكتمل من نورها جفنك اكتحل والسير طاب واكتمل والسهل رد والجبل لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك رضاك غاية المنى ذاق هنا للحنان رضاك غاية المنى ذاق هنا للحنان النور منك والسنا النور منك والسنا لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لك بذلنا وفخرنا وحبنا وشوقنا بذلنا وفخرنا وحبنا وشوقنا ندعوك يا إلهنا ندعوك يا إلهنا لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لا